Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Design Your Physician Life podcast, brought to you by our Maxillary Mastermind, a personal and professional development program for physicians who want to learn about entrepreneurship. Actually, we have a new group starting this January, so you might want to visit our website, maxillary.com, M-A-X-A-L-L-U-R-E.com. In this, our last podcast of the year 2022, we're going to be reviewing a lot of the teachings that we had with our wonderful doctors who came and other visiting guests that we had in our podcast. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Design Your Physician Life podcast, where you will get excited about being a physician, learn the tools that can help boost your success, and great tips from successful doctors. Join us to unlock the keys to an amazing physician life. And now, here's your host, Dr. Mirdalis Diaz Ramirez.
Well, welcome guys to this last podcast of the year 2022. It has been quite the year. 2022 was the year during which our podcast Design Your Physician Life was created, and it was the second year of our Maxillary Mastermind. And we want to finish this year in gratitude to all our listeners, our followers, our team, and to all those physicians who have shared their stories, knowledge, and tips so that other physicians can also design their physician life. This episode is actually about all those stories and about you, the listener, because I know that you might be looking to change your personal and professional life. Why? Because I've been there myself. And this is why I created this, because nothing like this existed for me, for my family. And I wanted to create a space where we could all learn these things and advance together. So if you've been maybe asking yourself, why do I feel the way that I feel? Maybe I feel like I should be in a better place. What can I do to be in a better place in a situation? Do you remember when we first went into lockdown? Imagine if you would have done something at that time to change your situation. That's what happened to our family. We had the time and we started thinking to ourselves, you know, what can we do for our family? What are others doing? And then that's how we open our world to this other group of opportunities that we really don't learn in medicine. We're now entering 2023 already. And we were able at the beginning of the year 2022, then plan for our podcast. And here we are, you know, over 40 episodes later. So imagine what you can do. Just think about it. Just start to do, start to learn, and then go into action. So it's already been almost a year, you know, since the beginning of 2022. We're here at the end. So I know that you can do so much better. I live myself through burnout, being so overwhelmed that either I threw more useless things to my daily routine or so beaten that I didn't care. To the point that I didn't smile for over 8 months at work. And how do I know this? Because it took a medical assistant to tell me. She came to me, she says, after she'd been hired for over 8 months, she tells me, why is it that I never see you smile? And I have to say that I'm lucky because I never consider harming myself. But eventually what I did, I said, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to start immediately on purpose to, you know, to smile, to laugh, and not let anyone else be in control of my life but myself. So I stopped calling others being guilty of my choices. And this, I have to tell you, this was a very huge first step. And it was hard to listen. Yeah, hard to listen at the time. These words coming from somebody else telling me, so are you like unhappy because of the choices that you made? So recognizing that it was me who had made those choices and it was nobody else, that was a huge first step for me. I want to review other guests who have come here to help us design our physician life. And I want to first talk about your vision. The vision is so important. And we had in on our episode 23, we're going to start with Dr. Maria Simbra. Our team was really excited about her episode because in her episode, she mentioned a few things that are so important. She read about this book. She was deciding to switch careers. And there was this book that taught her about what to do. So the plan that she used is like she made a list of all the things that ever lit her world on fire. And this was how she did it, you know, in her professional and personal life. She put all these things that she really liked from forever. And then she decided to make a career. She made a career in media speaking. And she combined her passion for medicine, for science, with her passion to being, you know, in front of the camera and communicating. She had this mentor who told her her duty as a physician was to make the world a better place beyond medicine. And that's something that I really try to teach my kids, is really leave the room better than what it was. And I really invite you to go and listen to that episode. It's the 23rd episode with Dr. Maria Zimbra. Let's think about things that you can start doing today for yourself. Okay, let's design your vision. Let's plan for it. Let's take a moment to think about your day. And you can do this on a table. You can do this on paragraph. However, you can do it on written paper or whatever you want to do. And this is an exercise that I started the year with this exercise. And the exercise really doesn't age, because if you've never done this, it's super helpful. And I would like for you to define your day, what your day looks like. So your day in detail, from the moment that you wake up to the moment that you go to bed, or if you don't go to bed, right? If you're on call, what happens at each spot of your day when you wake up, how you wake up, who do you wake up with? If you wake up with somebody, how does it smell? How does it feel? The temperature, the visual that you have when you wake up. And the same thing step by step when you're going to work, your commute, or if you're not at work, would you like to work? What is your day looking like? And then once you define each step of that day, then on the next column, let's make three columns, right? On the next column, you're going to define how you would like that part of your day to look like. Do you want it to stay the same? Then stay the same, so write the same. Do you want it to change, or what you would like specifically? Do you want to wake up with somebody, or you want to wake up with, you know, a different building, different set of sheets? You want to have the same billing relationship at work, or different? You want to, you know, does it matter if you do prior authorizations or not? I don't know. Maybe you like doing them. Maybe you have no problems because you know that you're going to get the care for your patients in that way. Do you like the way that you're having dinner? Would you like to have dinner or not? I don't know if you want to do some, you know, maybe fasting. Anything that you want to do. Then on the third column, by the side of each of these items, write why do you want it to be different? Do you want to wake up in a different situation? Do you want to work in a different situation? Do you want to have a different relationship with your money, with your friends, with your body, whatever it is, why? Once you've defined all of this, the how becomes much easier. And this is how we're going to be working on your vision. So make it easy. Make it a worthy challenge. And talking about worthy challenges, let's review mindset. In our podcast, we had our very first guest that we published was Dr. Kenji Asakura on episode 2. And I believe that the best teaching he gave us was when he talked about language and why it's so important to us. And as you've heard me say already, I've said the words always, all, you know, and hard. Let's think about your day. How often do you say the words never, always, hard? Are they always associated with something negative you feel? That's something happening to you, done by somebody else? Is it really that always or never? Or is it really many times? Or maybe it has already happened twice? You know, it's this activity, the event experience, going to be hard? Or is it going to be a worthy challenge? Is it learning a new skill, how to communicate with management, telling your spouse you're miserable and want to change jobs? You want a new adventure. You want a new business. You want to unleash your creativity. You need a change of pace, or, you know, a scenario. Are these things hard, or are they worthy challenges to you? Think about that language that you're using. Is making someone else tell you how the experience for your patients is going to be? is it maybe becoming in charge of that patient experience, your employee's experience, your family's, your friends, your own experience, a worthy challenge for you or hard? If we start talking about worthy challenges, we do so much better because then we can decide what we're really going to do. So an exercise today, I already gave you an exercise for your vision. Let's work on an exercise for your vocabulary, right? The way that we're communicating. Whenever we talk about always, never, and hard, let's talk about, you know, if it's really, think about first, before we open our mouths, if it's really always, is it always never? If it's never, never, if it's only once or twice, if it's really hard, if we're going to be making it easy, or if it's a worthy challenge, because everything begins with our language. So to learn more about mindset, these are top picks from our team for you. Episode number 32. Was The Will to Not Quit with Dr. David Burgess. And episode 35 was Breaking Out of the Medical Mindset with Dr. Brett Levine. You have to listen to these episodes. They were amazing. They were wonderful. Then we have talked about your vision. We have talked about mindset. Let's talk about wellness. And for wellness, we have a couple of episodes that our team chose. The first one is with Dr. Diana Mercado Marmarosh. She's actually a graduate, a member of our maxillary mastermind. And on episode 15, she taught us how to thrive as a physician with ADHD. This is certainly a worthy challenge for her and for so many physicians. And having had our maxillary mastermind, I have to tell you that we've had quite the list of physicians with ADHD, and they do so well when they learn how to take care of themselves. And they are such great contributors. I really invite you to listen to this episode, which, you know, is really around wellness, wellness for ADHD so that you can thrive as a physician with ADHD. Another special one, I have to tell you, this was incredible because during episode 18, Dr. Tamara Beckford, she talked about habits that transform. This physician, she is an emergency room physician. Just picture this. During COVID, when you're an emergency room physician, when you have so many patients inundating the ER, where it's overwhelming, you might not have the equipment that you need as a physician. You have so many codes and deaths, and it's a truly overwhelming situation. Having somebody who tells you that even during that time that was so incredible in our lives that we hope to never see again, she developed habits and she felt better than ever. Not only that, she started to practice that and teach others how to do it. So if she was able to apply self-care to feel amazing and to teach others about you during a pandemic, I know that you can do that too. So episode 18 with Dr. Tamara Beckford is incredible if you want to learn about wellness. So now that you've taken care of yourself, right? You should also design your physician life. Let's think about how do you really want to live? And we had for this, we had a couple of doctors who really gave us incredible teachings. Dr. Bonnie Koo, she talked to us about wealth for women on episode number 4. And the teachings about money and how to use can really be applied to anyone. We talked about women because historically women, even though we use money and we make sure that our communities are thriving with the money that we produce, not everybody has the same relationship with money. It was really encouraging to listen to that episode, listen how we really want to live, like Dr. Bonnie Koo wants to live in this way. She wants to teach others. And how we've learned how to do this with her help. So I encourage you to see, actually to listen to episode number 4. The first episodes I recorded were with Dr. Miranda Phillips, not thinking at all at that time that we would even become partners in a business. And she's amazing. So Dr. Miranda Phillips is also an emergency room physician, and she has evolved into a lifestyle medicine physician. She's also a seasoned real estate investor, and she became independently, wealthy in her 30s through real estate investment. She was really not doing well. She was overwhelmed, burnout, sleeping 2 hours a day. And that's when she decided to change her life. And now she lives a life of exemplary lifestyle. She surrounds herself with like-minded people. She puts her health in the forefront. And if she does it, you know, so can you. That's what we're doing, learning from all these physicians. So if we're living these lives, if we're making changes in our lives, I know that you can do it. So let's do another exercise. And I think that for this episode, you might want to pause and, you know, get your notebook. It's already, you know, we're like on our third exercise of the day. And let's establish your priorities. We're going to make a list of the things that are really important to you. And then we're going to take the time to plan over the next week how these are going to be working, and then add things, activities that are important to you based on your priorities, not only for the next week, but also for the next 3 months, and eventually for the year. So you're going to go ahead and do time boxing. You're going to put in your calendar the events, the activities that are important to you. Whatever is not important, it's not going to be there. Another episode that was amazing to do that, to learn about this more than anything else, than any other episode, was episode number 9, in which Dr. Christina Shenby talks to us about time management. These are activities that you have to do in order to be able to be a successful entrepreneur. So now that you've had your vision, your mindset, your wellness, and your lifestyle assessed, let's talk about money. And this year, we had a lot of different guests, and we're thankful to all of them. As we've said, the growth has been amazing. And our team chose a couple of episodes that will blow your mind. We know many physicians live check to check. Yes, if you're not a physician, you're listening to this, it might be a shock to you, but physicians can also live check to check once they graduated. You know, many times we graduate and we'll have these large debts, and we are also we're ready for what we call success, right? And that might include a huge car, a big house, because after all this work, we deserve it, right? And trust me, I know exactly what I'm talking about because I did it myself. And it wasn't until many years later that I learned the basic of financial concepts. So that's why we're going to discuss them here, because you can talk about business, but if you don't know about financial concepts, then it's not, you know, sustainable, and we want things to be sustainable. So in episode 25, Daniel Renshi, he's not a physician, he's a financial advisor, but he talked to us about designing your financial life. And if you want to go a step beyond, another favorite of our team was that episode of Dr. Latifat Akintare on episode 40, where she didn't only talk about financial, she specifically discussed how to design your recession-proof financial life. It was incredible. So important to review are these financial concepts. We have many other physicians who also talk about financial concepts. So it's going to be a review for you for those, but these two are a great start if you haven't listened to any other episodes. Now, you know, now that we've established the ground, now that we have the foundation of that vision, of your mindset, of your wellness and your lifestyle, now you're ready to talk business. So after all this, then we have an effort that we made. You know, that's why we created the Max Allure Mastermind, which is a personal professional program for physicians who are overwhelmed or lost or have an idea for a business or don't have an idea for a business but want to look for one. They come to learn about entrepreneurship, and we do it in a comprehensive way. That's why we've gone through these pillars. That's why we've gone through these phases. And that's what we recommend to make it sustainable. So for a business, what things do you need? Well, we can say that it's simple, right? We're going to make it easy. So what do you need? We need passion. We start with passion, something that you really like. Because if it's not something that you like, that you support, it's really not going to be sustainable. You're not going to be doing dedicating your life and your days after you're talking about medicine and having these changes you've studied so much. If you don't have passion for something else, don't dedicate time for that. You know, think about your priorities. Once you have the passion, then you have to acquire your knowledge. So study, learn about these things that are going to make your next business a success. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Get coaching, and then you get into action. And I love Dr. James Mean's story when he's talking about on episode 37. And he talks about these steps from passion to action. And he told us about how to create a precision healthcare company on episode 37. And we go over those steps. You know, he had passion. He developed the knowledge. He surrounded himself with the like-minded people. He had some coaching, and then he took action. And it's all in that episode 37. On episode 24, going back a few episodes back, Dr. Richard Harris, who's also a previous member of our Maxillum Mastermind, he told us about the startup grind. And you'll be surprised because you'll get to learn how many physicians are doing things that are incredible, amazing. Dr. Harris is doing things inside and outside medicine, things inside the United States and outside the United States. And you won't want to miss that episode where you get to see how you can do so many things as a physician. On episode 27, Dr. David Rosenblum taught us about how to be an efficient physician entrepreneur. And he created himself different businesses on what he calls his time off. And if he has been able to do that, I know that you can do it too. 2022 was incredible. So get ready for 2023 and you're going to be even better. It's going to be even better. Why? Why your year is going to be better? What do you think? I think that your year is going to be better because by now you should be convinced that you can retake and regain control of your life and remain in control of your physician life, like many physicians have done. These guys have come to us to tell us their stories so that you can learn and you can do these things for yourself. Because if they do it, you can do it too. You've tried many things. Maybe you didn't try many things and you're learning these things for the same time. But one thing is true, it's like you're tired of having others decide your life for you, define your experience for you. You're tired of being tired. You're tired of being lost, overwhelmed. You have ideas and you're ready to practice for joy and not for need. And you've made the decision that for everything that's happening, that you have a choice, that you have different choices, and it is your decision. I want to tell you cheers to you and to your 2023. And I know that you're ready to design your physician life. Have a wonderful year. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being with us during this year, 2022. We hope to bring you more wonderful episodes on year 2023. Join us in this Design Your Physician Life podcast, which is in support of our Maxillur Mastermind, a personal and professional development program for physicians who want to learn about entrepreneurship with our next course on January 2023. Join us. You can learn more about this in our website, maxallure.com, M-A-X-A-L-L-U-R-E. I hope you have a wonderful time with your family and friends. We'll see you then. Thanks. Share the love. Give us 5 stars. Share this episode with anybody else who's needing similar help to change their personal and professional life. Regain and retake control of your physician life and remain in control of your physician life. See you then. Thanks. Bye.
Please remember that Design is not providing specific financial, medical, or career advice. Our only intent is to stimulate your appetite for growth by sharing our experience and those of our speakers, coaches, and guests. Your personal growth and success will be unique to your circumstances and your hard work. We sincerely hope you enjoy the show and look forward to seeing you next week.